Hello and welcome, for the first time in too long, to Two Guys, Many Bad Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Aaron.
And I'm your other host, Paul.
We're not dead.
Yeah, we're alive.
So, what did we watch this time? Because, do you want to tell the story about what we were going to watch originally?
Yeah, my original plan was we were going to cover the Street Fighter movie.
But we couldn't find the actual one, instead we could just find some knockoff version of it.
Yeah, that also happened to star Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But, like, I don't know if it was a knockoff version of it, or if it was some other movie that was being called... I don't fucking know. Because, like, it was... And it was plastered with fucking ads all over YouTube.
Yeah,
and,
so...
I don't know. So...
I might be an idiot.
The thing is... what we decided to watch instead, I was just like, you can all have read the title, presumably. We decided to watch the Kirk Cameron Christian film from 2000... That's the weirdest way of saying the year 2000. From the dawn of the new millennium, Left Behind, the first one, based off the book, which was based off of the series of movies called The Thief in the Night, which was based off of, I don't fucking know, there's no rapture in the Bible. The closest thing you get to it is, you know, some kind of, you know, you get the Book of Revelation, of course, which I don't remember the plot of Revelation. I know it's something to do with eyeball monsters. That's all I know.
Sounds kind of cool.
Honestly, let's just take that out of context. I don't know the plot, but it has something to do with eyeball monsters.
You know, as you
take that out of context and see if anyone can figure out what I'm talking about.
I don't think anyone would be able to know.
No, probably not.
No.
So this movie, the whole time Paul was like, this movie's terrible. I'm like, trust me, this is the best Rapture movie there is. Every other one is worse, including the sequels to this movie.
Yeah, it's just, it's impossible to make a good Rapture movie, I think.
No, because the books, there's 16 books, I was Googling this. There's 16 books, but some of them are prequels. And the one that is actually the last book was finished in the year 2007. But then every book after that was either a prequel or some kind of sidequel. I don't know if they're sidequels or not.
Or midquel.
Midquels are even weirder.
Yeah.
Like, do you actually put them somewhere in the middle?
I don't know.
They're the weirdest type of quills.
Yeah, quills.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie has a kind of an interesting beginning. Do you want to talk about? Because Paul's got both the plot and his notes up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this how exactly does this movie begin?
It opens up with a news report in Jerusalem.
Yes. But before we even start talking about this news report in Jerusalem, it has this whole thing where it has Jerusalem, 6 p.m. for no reason. Like, we need to know the time, guys. It's very vital.
Yeah, it's like 6.03 p.m.
And it only does this for the beginning of the movie, and then it just stops.
Yeah, it doesn't list the time anymore.
And the weirdest thing about the beginning of the movie, I have to mention this, the credits. Not the font. The font, other people commented on the font being like, oh, why is it just a generic font? But the fact that the first names are in all lowercase and the surnames of every single person involved are in cap locks.
Yeah, so...
So it's like, Kirk Cameron!
Yeah.
You know, what was the other one now?
And then even funnier, there's like two or three names that just... They're all lowercase, not even the surname. It's like really inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, you just expect the meme font where it's just random to start showing up.
Yeah, impact font.
No, the meme one where it's just like some of them are lowercase and some of them are almost at random to make it sound wacky and weird.
Oh, yeah.
As though you're making fun of the person saying it because that's how it works.
Oh, yeah, it's just either way. I sure hope someone got fired for that blunder.
Yeah, that was unless it was a deliberate choice, which is the weirdest idea ever. What if it was a prank? What if the person's like, I have a prank. No one's going to notice this. I have a prank. I'm going to make it so the first names are all lowercase and the surnames are all caps locks. Just my little prank because Kirk Cameron was being such a dick to me on set.
He kept trying to convert me.
And he kept talking about how, like, fucking Christmas. You should think of crucifixes when you think of Christmas trees. You gotta think about that. Or think of Santa beating the shit out of people. Sorry, we're referencing a different Kirk Cameron.
Maybe one that we will cover in 3 years. I don't know.
Yeah, our next episode in four years.
Yeah, we need to fix our scheduling.
Yeah, this is a bit...
Yeah, life has been very, very hectic. Mostly for me. I'm not sure about
Aaron. Yeah, no, it's been it's not been as hectic for me, but it's not been as pleasant at the moment. Although I'm doing better now. I was just like going through a bit of a rough time, and
we're all going through it right now, but we will come out stronger, maybe.
Maybe, or maybe that's just a cope.
Yeah, major cope.
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger, says Nietzsche, the king of copium. Huffing copium his entire life.
But yeah, the movie opens up in Jerusalem.
Died from an overdose of copium.
Sure. So, the movie opens in Jerusalem after, you know, the jets. We see a bunch of
jet fires, which are like just pasted in, like from Photoshop or something. It's like just After Effects. Like, you have YouTube videos that have better effects than this, and the explosions just look so generic and shit. This just doesn't look real.
I could have made this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like AI-generated explosion effects in the background.
No, see...
Ask ChatGPT. No.
No, see, you can't even make that joke. Fucking Disney used AI for one of their Marvel shows.
Yeah, okay.
Ew. Very ew.
I use it for dumb shit. I like using AI because I'm a fucking AI bro. TM.
Well, Aaron uses it for good and he doesn't claim that he's an artist.
No, I'm not. I'm not an artist. I just do dumb shit.
I like seeing funny pictures being made out of nothing.
You know, like, I'm one of those guys who goes on, it's just like, picture of Taylor Swift eating Cheerios. You know, or picture of Julia Simons, whoever the fuck that is. I was trying to think of an actress name and I couldn't think of Angelina Jolie. That was what I was thinking of. Picture of Angelina Jolie eating spaghetti.
Yeah, and then it's all really fucked up and scary looking.
Yeah, because it's like her eye's in the wrong place because the AI can't figure it out.
And the mouth can't open. Anyways, this movie is about a journalist, you know, bad sign, called Buck Williams, played by Kirk Cameron. Even worse sign.
Yeah. And he's there and he's like, all right, we know that a lot of people are really hungry at the moment, but I'm standing in a wheat field. Because there's food being grown, which is a ray of hope. Because apparently there's this dude who's like, I don't know, it's in Israel. And he's got this formula called the Eden formula, which can make food grow.
Really fast.
Really fast. Plot twist, it turns out it's just bone meal, but nobody realizes it, right? The Eden formula is just bone meal. But he has this, and I'm just thinking, oh, and he said something about, I think they actually do reference Star Trek, so I was thinking of Star Trek replicators for a second, but no. And then he's like, we just want peace or some shit. He's talking to the dude, who's apparently, we find out later on, he was talking in Hebrew, but Buck Williams was able to understand it, because earlier, before the movie began, he stepped into a TARDIS and learned all the languages in the world for like a second or some shit.
It makes sense to me.
And he basically, he understood the Hebrew the dude was talking about. And so did we, because he was actually speaking English, but it turned out he was speaking Hebrew later on. And also, that's when the jet fighters attack.
Yeah.
And then they just get blown up from nothing.
Yeah, and Buck Williams, he's a...
It's actually just a jet fighter who was doing hacks to make themselves invisible. Just cheating and hacking into the server. Mm. That's all they was doing.
Yeah, it makes sense. But Buck, he's still around for some reason. He's trying to report on the news, even on an active war field. Or battlefield.
Yeah. He's just like, go out into the fucking battlefield. Just imagine him in Mass Effect. It's just like, I'm standing here on Earth being attacked by Reapers. Just gets disintegrated by fucking Harbinger Reapers.
Yeah, or he just steps on a landmine and gets blown the fuck up.
Yeah, landmines are scary.
Yep. And there's a line there are these people watching Buck Williams report, and one of the lines is, man, he would have been on ground zero for Hiroshima. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he would have been on ground zero for the fucking Reaper attack on Vancouver. Spoiler alert, you haven't even started Mass Effect 3. I'm spoiling the very beginning of the game.
How dare you? How dare you spoil this, like, 11-year-old game for me?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Die.
Die in a hole.
Yeah, during the jet fighter scenes, I could swear I hear an explosion sound from Doom, because we haven't spoken enough about video games yet.
No, we haven't. Although I kept referencing video games and shit in my notes, even though I have like 3 notes. So we'll see if I can remember the shit that happens.
I have more notes than you.
Yeah, because he always does, because he can actually write and figure shit out, whereas my brain, my
possibly ADHD brain. Look, can't handle it.
Look, listen, I still need help playing games and shit. It don't matter. Anyways, we cut to Chicago.
Yeah,
Chicago.
It's my kind of film, my kind of era. Sorry, that's a dumb reference it's that fine. No one's going to get.
It's all good.
It's Chicago, and is this the bit? No.
No, this is... We get some generic hip-hop rap music, and the focus turns to this guy, to this pilot, Rayford.
Rayford Steele is his
name. Yeah, which is either a cool... It's either a really cool name or a porn star name. It depends on who you ask.
Yeah, those aren't mutually exclusive, Paul. Yeah. You could have a cool name. Never mind.
Shut up.
I'm a Coomer confirmed. Anyway, so...
Well, we knew that.
Yeah, but like, if we go back to... This is the bit where we bump into the family.
Oh yeah, the Rayford's family. He has a teenage daughter, a young kid, a young boy, and his wife. And apparently he's not very faithful to his wife. Because he's a bastard.
He's cheating on her with...
with a flight stewardess.
With a flight stewardess. He's cheating on her just like Jacob cheats on Shepard in Mass Effect.
You're bringing up Mass Effect an awful lot.
Well, no one's going to romance him, right?
That's true.
If you want to romance a normal human dude, romance Caden. If you want to... But let's be real here. It's Mass Effect. You're supposed to fuck the aliens.
What if you're asexual, though?
You still fucked the aliens, and you're not asexual, so... Fucked the one in the mask.
I know, I just wanted to make a joke. I just wanted to play devil's advocate.
You've got four options, alright? You've got Liara, you got Tali, you got Garrus, and you got Thane. Those are your four options. Nobody else is valid. Except Jack and Miranda, but we'll ignore those.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, what else? There's some...
And also Caden.
Whatever. There are some interesting details here, like, it's apparently...
And also Steve. Steve!
Enough about Mass Effect.
I'm fine! You sure?
No.
That's another Mass Effect reference, you won't get it.
It's okay. It's
right near the end? Anyway.
Yeah, this is... Apparently it's the kid's birthday. I can't remember his name. It was something like Raimi or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, what I find interesting in this Christian film, the kid has a Game Boy and...
He's playing Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, it's either that or it's Donkey... Or it's like Donkey Kong Land or something.
Said it's Pokemon Yellow. Yeah. And I'm just like, well, that's satanic. You gotta be careful of the cyber demons, dude.
Yeah, it was probably Pokemon Yellow, which makes it funny because remember the satanic panic over Pokemon?
Yeah, and the cyber demons... Look, that satanic panic over Pokemon is still ongoing. You know that, Paul, right?
Well, yeah, it's just...
Satanic panic in general is still ongoing.
I know, and it's really fucking weird.
People are freaking out. People think I'm satanic.
Well, yeah, they have a good reason to.
What do you mean?
I mean, didn't you say you were a Satanist once? Or I might have dreamed that, but still.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But I think what I actually said was I was a hedonist. Involuntary hedonist. I want to plug into the Matrix unironically or some shit like
blah,
that.
Blah, blah. This kid is also kind of hardcore because he talks about heads on pikes. And he apparently learned that from Sunday school.
No, he didn't. He learned that from Doom. Because of the Doom explosion effect, clearly.
Oh, yeah. He
clearly got that from Doom.
I thought it was more...
Because they say, you have to beat me, John Romero. This is just more video game references.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
Don't say sorry. That's our shtick.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Never mind.
Our shtick is just making random video game references for seemingly no reason.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
What else? The dad, Rayford, talks to his daughter, Chloe, and he's like, or he's talking to his wife or something, he's like... And the wife says something like, you can at least pretend to be interested or something.
Yeah, the wife's like, well, I pretend to listen. I just say, that's nice.
That's nice. Yeah, see, that's
that's not a video game reference.
Yeah. See, that's the foundation for every healthy relationship. Just pretend you're listening.
Yeah, I was pretending I was listening to this movie when really I was just like...
Yeah.
I was just in my own head fantasizing about, I don't know, that one weird dream I had where Unholy Confessions by Event Sevenfold played. Don't ask me about that. That's weird.
I'm not going to ask.
But, yeah, so...
In this world, CNN is replaced by GNN, which I assume stands for God News Network or something.
Or Gotham News Network.
Yeah, but see, that would be funny.
Or Global News Network, because this is the One World Government.
Yeah.
And Illuminati and...
And this movie...
Freemasons. Free people named Mason.
Yep.
What else is there?
I don't know. Let me see. Let me just look up the plot.
Gay News Network.
Gay News Network.
Yeah, you know, the gays.
Yep, the gays.
The letter people. The letter people.
The gays.
The people who go by the letters.
Yeah, the letters. The LGBTs.
The BLTs.
Yeah, the sandwiches. The sandwich people. Buck meets up with a guy, and they're like, one of his friends, I think. I think this is Dirk. I don't know. I didn't really care to keep track of characters.
Yeah, it's just Dirk. It's just changing one name of Kirk to Dirk. Yeah.
See, again.
Change another name, you get... Change another letter, you get Dick.
Yep. I pity the guys named Richard out there, because I can just go, hey, Dick, and it wouldn't be wrong, even though it should be wrong. Because how do you go from Richard to Dick?
There probably is. I heard that it apparently does have some reason, but it's like Richard gets shortened to Dick, probably because rich people are dicks, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think that's the reason. It's not Dickard, so why? And that's just...
That's a different reference.
Yeah, that...
We shouldn't even point out the fact we're making references, because that ruins it.
No, but also, it also means that we're not taking credit.
Yeah, that's why when I quote-unquote make AI art, I don't call myself an artist.
But anyway, so what was this about Buck?
Yeah, Buck was talking to his friend Dirk, I think. Again, I can't keep track of the names because I don't care.
I know there's a Rayford Steele, there's a Nikolai Carpathia, he's the Antichrist, and then there's Buck Williams. And those are the only three characters that I remember the names of.
Mm-hmm. There's also a guy named Alan, but he gets blown up in a car bomb. So
yeah, he gets blown up by the fucking IRA, who show up to make a cameo appearance in this movie.
Yeah.
Why is there a car bomb in this movie?
I don't know.
Like, why?
Super out of place. Super out of place.
But, yeah, so...
Dirk is, like, trying to convince Buck about these conspiracy theories, and he's like, oh, no, I don't believe in that, blah, 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 blah.
But he starts talking about the conspiracy theories, and I think he mentions in the same breath alternate universes and then something way more mundane. I can't remember what that other thing was.
Yeah, something like that.
And, like...
Also, the guy has the weirdest way of pronouncing the name Catherine I've ever heard of. It's like Cawthron.
Cawthron. Either Cawthron, and then later on the other people say Catherine, and the subtitles keep alternating between the K spelling and the C spelling. It's really weird.
Yeah, that's auto-generated captions for you.
AI-generated auto-generated captions.
Mm-hmm.
If it's generated in any way, it's AI, even if it's just procedurally generated from an algorithm that somebody explicitly wrote.
Sure, why not?
But anyhow.
We cut to a political intrigue, question mark, with these government officials. They're talking about... What to do with the food shortages and stuff. And there's a mention about Europe standardizing their currency with Korea, which I don't think that happened.
No, it didn't happen, which is that's the whole point of the movie. Mm. I'm like, that's the weirdest detail that they just throw in there. Oh yeah, by the way, we're getting one step closer to the edge of what I'm about to break, to one world currency. Actual line, I don't know. My fucking new metal ears picked up. It's just weird because I'm normally into power metal, but this fucking dude's got me into new metal.
Sorry. I can't help myself.
You shouldn't say sorry. You did me a service.
Yeah, you're damn right I did.
Did me a damn service.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of the guys is Rosenzweig.
Rosenzweig.
Yeah, Rosenzweig.
And I'm like, why would you call a character Rosenzweig?
That name's cool.
That's next to calling a character Mikyolo, alright? That doesn't make sense. It's like, you want to bring some fucking, like, mid-2000s memes, or like, I don't fucking know. So, Rosenzweig, sorry, I just shook the phone there for a second. I still don't know who this character really is, if I'm gonna be honest.
It's just, his name stood out to us?
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, Rosen, it's just a weird, like, kind of name for that to stick out.
Yeah. And these political guys are like, oh, we should let the Arab children starve, and then the Arabs will ask for peace. And it's like, that's
not how it works in real life or in any fictional story ever.
Yeah, it sounds cartoonishly evil, but, you know, something like that has probably happened in real life, and that's fucked
up. We have a lot of scenes where Nikolai Carpathia is, like, talking about... Because...
There's a point, and I don't know if this is, it's at this point, where he comes on screen. It's like, okay, so the rapture happened. Has the rapture happened yet?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
No, we haven't talked about the rapture. No,
because Book is on the plane, and he's like,
oh, yeah.
He's using dial-up internet for some fucking reason.
No, he's using because it's 2000, dude.
Yeah.
The internet was crap back then.
I know, but still, I thought you weren't allowed to use the internet on airplanes.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, people always go, oh, the internet was better. The internet was best in, like, 2013. That was the best year for the internet. And I'm not just saying that because that was when the YouTube algorithm favored Let's Play videos and I was a fucking super into them as a kid. I mean, that was the best. Like, if you go back to, like, the early days of the internet, everybody was just a homophobic prick. And, like, they were just sending fucking jump scare videos after at you and this is shock sites and real gore. Yeah. It was basically like the deep web was the surface web. I'm like, nah, it wasn't much better than that. I mean, today we got all these shite ads and shit and it's like, yeah, that's bad, but like, oh, the old days weren't much better, I'm afraid. You just have bad memories. Yeah, this dial-up shit internet from the year 2000 he's on. And he's trying to read news reports about, I don't know, is it about Nikolai Carpathia or what's he reading?
Yeah, I think so. And this is where we get our first signs of the rapture happening. You know, after we get a little scene of this stewardess doing her job.
Yeah. Basically, this old woman wakes up and is like, where's my husband?
It's like, I don't know.
He's disappeared. And Buck's like, he probably went to the loo. Except he looks, it's like his clothes are still there. So their clothes are left behind. And they start freaking out because all the kids on the plane are gone. By the way, this scene is just the whole of the Nick Cage movie. Which I've not even close to the first person to point this out. So yeah, it's just the whole of the Nick Cage movie is just this one scene. Yeah, basically.
Not sure why they decided to go that route.
Yeah, but anyway, the rapture has happened. All the kids disappeared, and they're freaking the fuck out. And we get to the cockpit, and the guys on the plane are like, "Oh yeah, yours disappeared as well." Yeah, I'm guessing everybody's fucking. It seems to be happening worldwide, and they land. They get onto, and they see people have crashed their cars and shit.
Yeah.
Because the driver's gone. There's this one guy fucking covered in blood. He just comes over. He's like, there was no driver. There's no driver. I just cried.
And then he steals Chloe's car for some reason.
No, this is foreshadowing the video game Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, sure. Which comes
out the next year.
My God.
So this movie predicted Grand Theft Auto 3.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, at this point, you know, we don't even know it's a rapture. Maybe it's just spontaneous combustion. You know that thing we were all afraid of when we were like 10 years old?
Yeah. Why would you remind me of that? That was like one of my biggest fears when I was like 9 or 10 with spontaneous human combustion. Because we would all see him on those propaganda shows that you watch on TV that call themselves educational shows, but they tell you bullshit, like dopamine equal pleasure and what other bullshit did they tell you? Oh yeah, the pyramids were built by aliens. Now, they would all sorts of shit, and one of the things they would talk about would, ooh, the spontaneous human combustion, it's this mysterious, and he's just randomly worrying that you're going to randomly blow up. And then there was this one dude, and this is a real example, I don't know if I should use this real example, but it wasn't the person, he didn't spontaneously combust, but he had like a brain thing, and he died next week after I'd seen him. And I started freaking out, thinking that, like, because I was a selfish prick who didn't care that, oh, fuck, a man died. I was like, oh no, that's going to happen to me, I'm just going to randomly die of a headache. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you just, or quicksand, that's the other one.
Yeah, quicksand. We were all afraid of quicksand.
Some people have a fetish for quicksand, but we won't get into that. Now,
they will not see God. They will not see the gates of heaven.
Yeah, I'm going to hell, by the way. I'm going to the worst of the worst hells, and that's why I'm such an anxious wreck, because I'm horrified at the fate that will happen to me, because I'm going to the worst hell. And that's, yeah, anyway.
You'll probably like it down there. It's warm.
Yeah, but it's too warm, though.
That's fine. So there's, like, chaos at the airport and on the airplanes, because no one knows what the fuck is going on. And Book is trying to talk to Rayford. He's like, no, I got to get home to my family. And he goes home, and then no one's there because his wife and his son got raptured. Even though this one was clearly shown playing Pokemon Yellow, which we all know is satanic as fuck.
And I'm willing to bet that all the kids who are listening to Cannibal Corpse have still been raptured. Like, you're listening to fucking Chris Burns talking about shit that I'm not allowed to say on a podcast, but it's somehow still allowed on Spotify. And they're actually not that.
I say somehow, I'm not complaining. I was there, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know what I mean, right? I don't... you don't... Like, he still got raptured. And I was like, that's the most unrealistic part of this movie, right?
Yeah, this kid playing Pokemans gets raptured.
But all the kids got raptured. And I pointed out to Paul that this is a very non-Catholic thing. That's how you know this is not a Catholic movie. That all the babies got raptured. Because Catholics believe, and this is not me slandering them, this is genuinely what Catholics believe, and I know this because I was not raised Catholic by my parents, but I was sent to a propaganda institution known as primary school, which basically taught me all about Jesus and burning in hell. I found out that babies who don't get baptized, they die before they're baptized, maybe they died in childbirth or some shit, they burn in hell forever.
Fucked up.
So, if you ever want a good argument, an actual good argument for anti-natalism, there you go. Your baby might burn in hell. You might have literally created infinite suffering by giving birth. Like, which, I don't know. But
what
I won't
kind
get
of
into...
fucking schools do they send you to? Because the schools I went to, they didn't really talk about hell. They just talked about...
I don't know. My school, they talked about hell... And they talked about heaven, and they talked about all that shit. And they also talked about how when you go to secondary school, you'll get the shock of your life. And there was also a dude who got into serious trouble because he used the word crap. Another dude got into serious trouble because he used the word epic. I'm not kidding.
Epic.
He used the word epic and got into serious trouble for it. The word was banned. The word epic was banned in my primary school.
Was your school run by, like, dinosaurs? Like, 90-year-old...
No. You see, apparently it's slightly less bad now than it was, but this was like some old fucking school and shit. And the thing is, the thing that kind of like fucked up, you know, do you remember a Live-O and all that? You must have had a Live-O.
Yeah, of course.
We had that as well.
Yeah, but I don't remember it being fear-mongering.
We've had to draw fucking pictures of Jesus. The irony about the fear-mongering, and I could be misremembering this could be an entirely false memory, is that I remember there'd be pictures of Jesus getting whipped, and some of the kids would draw him covered in blood like it was actually Passion of the Christ. Like, we'll cover him in blood, and that shit. And then we had to read a short story about, like, the first confession in one of the primary school books, and that was where, like, the hell thing was really brought up, because it's like, would you put your finger over this fucking candle in the story, not in the thing? And it's like, okay, you're scared of that, and it's like, you're scared putting your finger in the candle forever, but you're not afraid of literally burning in the flames of hell forever, everywhere, all over your body, not a single drop of water ever, literally that shit, that you won't have a drop of water shit
again. My school,
literally that shit.
My school didn't do that. I guess they were a bit more relaxed. No.
My secondary school was, like, way more relaxed than my primary school. My college, which was more like community, we went to the same
school,
way more relaxed than both of them. So I don't fucking know what shit. It got easier, not harder. Mm-hmm. The only difficulty spike was that one boss, the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, fuck the Leaving Cert.
That was it. The Leaving Cert, which is, by the way, if you're not Irish, the Leaving Cert is a rite of passage that's akin to that one rite of passage that one tribe in the Amazon does, where they have to stick their hand in a glove filled with bullet ants. It's that, basically. You have to stick our brain in a vat filled with bullet ants and do that several times over the course of about a couple weeks. And if we fail that, we starve to death on the streets homeless. We starve to death on the streets homeless while all our jobs are being taken by artificial intelligence and nobody's giving us a UBI because Andrew Yang lost the presidency. Now, this...
Honestly, I thought, before you said AI, I thought you were going to say something way more racist. Like, to make fun of boomers. Like, that our jobs are taken by foreigners.
Well, won't be robot racist. No. Just like Tali in Mass Effect. She's robot racist.
I can fix her.
You actually can. 110%. And you should, because doing so saves an entire... Spoilers.
I don't want to be racist against robots. Robots are cool. Not too fond of AI, but I do want robots walking among us.
No, I like AI. I just don't like the way it's handled sometimes. I like the fact that everybody can have access to be able to do some dumb shit. But I also don't like the fact that, you know...
Well, okay, look, my view, and this is genuinely my view, is that in an ideal world, nobody would have any jobs because no jobs would need to exist, which is actually my honest view. And that's controversial because people would be like, but no meaning to my life. My life would be meaningless if I didn't animate or draw or make music or whatever. Like, but to me, and this is going to sound very pessimistic, and I'm really sorry that I'm good. I don't want to bum you out, Paul, with this. But for me, the whole reason of like trying to create meaning is to try and minimize the feeling of meaninglessness, which feels bad. So you're trying to minimize your own pain by creating meaning in your life. So ideally, that you wouldn't need meaning if, like, I mean, that's getting to, anyway, we'll stop there because I'm pretty sure that the whole reason why I think that is probably because of the trauma that I suffered as a kid with the whole burning in hell thing and the fact that I'm actually going to hell legit when I die.
It's fine.
I'm going to the worst hell, not even the normal hell where people are. In my hell is so. Is so torturous. They're going to stick electrodes in my brains that maximize it. Something like they maximize my pain whilst they take away all my memories. So imagine you have, basically my hell is going to be like, imagine you have the worst dementia to the point where you can't even remember your own name. You have no intelligence whatsoever. You just are made of pain.
You know, I was going to say your worst hell might have been something like you're trying to get to sleep at night, but your pillow is warm on both sides and it's just really uncomfortable. But, you know, your idea is cool. Your idea is pretty scary, too, you know?
Oh, I forgot to mention the last part. Every 10 seconds, it stabs your balls.
Well, at some
I feel bad for referencing that show. Now I'm really going to hell.
Well, I think at some point, you just grow numb to the pain. Well, to the...
No, you don't.
To the ball punching.
You don't. That's the whole thing. It's like, people say, oh, eventually you'll just get used to it. That's what Bart Simpson said in, like, that one episode. Wouldn't you eventually just get used to it, like a hot tub? And, like, people do have this intuition, both on pain and on pleasure, that you just get used to everything eventually. But that's not actually true. You get used to a lot of things, but not absolutely everything. Like, I still get the same amount of pleasure and joy whenever we're in the car and the light turns green just as soon as we're about to cross the ocean. That never grows tired. I can listen to the same song over and over and over again on repeat and never get bored of it. So, like, some things I get used to, but other things I wouldn't. Like, my heaven would honestly probably just be doing one really pleasant thing over and over again and it just never getting boring. They call that wireheading in those rationalist, crazy people circles that I sometimes pay attention to and probably shouldn't because it's bad for my mental health. You know, that Eliza Yudkowsky fella who really freaks out over AI. You think you don't like AI? This dude thinks it's literally going to kill us all. To me, that would be a mercy.
I don't think AI will kill us all. It needs to be heavily regulated.
It's like starting to regulate itself. It's literally just the power of like certain companies.
Make sure it doesn't stop stealing from people.
Yeah, like that's like a thing. That's why I'm always nervous. Like whenever I often just don't publicly make. Like whenever I generate public a lot of times, but yeah, it's just.
So anyway, Left Behind. What else? Rayford gets home, his wife and son are gone, and then he just starts reading the Bible, because, you know.
In the beginning, a little late for that.
Yeah, a bit early for Genesis, and a bit early for Mega Drive.
Oh, you made that joke. We call it the Mega Drive, because it's the correct name of the console.
It's the canon name, get over it.
It's canon. Genesis is the non-canon knockoff version of it. It's non-canon.
The Genesis is the false prophet.
Genesis is false prophet. Mega Drive is true prophet.
Yeah, exactly.
The first book of the Bible is known as the Mega Drive. The second, the Saturn. The third, the Dreamcast. And there were no more books, unfortunately.
Very sad. They should have at least had a sequel to the Dreamcast.
There's apparently a prequel called The Master System.
But no one talks about that.
No one talks about that prequel.
And no one talks about the add-ons to the Mega Drive. Like
the Mega CD. And the 32X.
Yeah.
Apparently, I could be wrong, but I think either the CD or the 32X is pretty good at running Mortal Kombat, though. Like, just normal Mortal Kombat ran pretty well in those days.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And my favorite thing of all... that ever happened. One of my favorite events that ever happened in the history of mankind. Night Trap will never appear on a Nintendo console.
Comes out on the Switch.
Comes out on the Switch.
I love history is funny. Is there any?
I'd like for it to end for legit though, what? Or at least stop rhyming. I don't want history to rhyme anymore because its rhymes are getting tired.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what else is there to talk about in Left Behind?
So we still haven't talked about the Nikolai Carpathia's fucking plan, which is disarming all the nukes and feeding the hungry.
Yeah,
but he's clearly the villain because he's got a vaguely Russian accent.
And
this movie was made by Americans. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say anything political here. But, you know, I think it just really is a telltale sign that, like, you got to make your villains evil. You got to stereotype them as a specific nationality that is inherently evil. Or he could have been German. He could have been German, but he wasn't. He's vaguely Eastern European of some description. Yeah. He becomes Nico Bellic, actually, in Grand Theft Auto 4. Not a lot of people know that.
No way. No fucking way.
Yeah. I thought he was Italian for the longest time, actually.
Mamma mia.
I thought Nico Bellic was Italian rather than, like, Eastern European.
That's
rather really, than he's Serbian, actually.
That's really funny, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm bad at accents.
That's okay. Really by the way, where do you think Nigeria is?
It's in Africa.
Okay, good. Just
wanted what to... did you think I was going to... Did you think I actually wouldn't know that?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something stupid like, oh, it's in South America.
Okay, well, no, it's not in South America.
Yeah, it's in Africa, trust me.
Yeah, okay.
Geography's fucking stupid anyway.
Yeah, geography is really stupid and also really depressing. Really bummed me out when I was in secondary school.
See, it didn't bum me out. It was just more like, I don't want to remember all this shit.
No, it bummed me out. Because it was like, people are poor and not getting their needs met and are miserable in parts of the world. And I'm like, I don't know if it's Catholic guilt, but... I don't give me the omnipotence because I will basically just brainwash everyone to happiness. It's probably what I do. Legit. So don't do that. Don't do that. Unless if you value any kind, if you have other, anyway, never mind. But you know what I mean? Like,
I get you. Anyways, fucking Buck Williams. He's traveling all over New York and shit to find out what's going on. And he goes on a computer, but someone tries to snipe Kirk Cameron. But instead they shoot the computer, which is...
They shoot the computer because there was a fucking trophy for doing so. And he was just like, okay, I can't beat them. Oh yeah, I forgot. Before I defeat this boss, Kirk Cameron, in one shot, I have to destroy the computer to get the platinum trophy for this game Left Behind. Because if I get the platinum trophy for this, it will make me feel slightly more valuable as a human being. Because we all know that anybody, our only worth as a human being is how good we are at shit. And if we are bad at things, if we're incompetent at everything, that means that we deserve to suffer hideously. And it's entirely our fault because we have libertarian free will, which means we can control absolutely everything about ourselves. And there's no such thing as luck or fate, and there's no such thing as, like, you know, any shit like that. And all the losers in this world, they deserve to burn in hell forever, which is why I'm going to the worst hell. That's one of the reasons.
Aaron, do you need a Xanax or anything?
I feel like you're asking that legit.
Yeah.
Because I seem to have gone into
I'm half joking, half genuinely concerned.
Well, to be fair, we watched a Christian movie, which reminds me of my religious trauma syndrome of thinking I'm going to hell because I legit was freaking out over that. I also used to think I was getting cold for Christmas as well. And that I didn't put two and two together and think the reason why Santa was giving me cold was to prepare me. Fucking hell, that's
my dark. God, I never even thought of that.
Fucking hell, that's such a dark joke.
Okay, but even when I was told I was getting cold, I still got a Batman scooter, so fuck you.
Fuck
you. Yeah. Yeah, we need a Xanax for this man. Our comeback isn't going as strongly as I anticipated.
This is why we've been absent for so long, because I've been dealing with literal insanity and existential horror because I know what's awaiting me after this life is over. I know the agony that's awaiting me. Oh my god.
It really do be like that. So, is there anything else we can talk about, or do you just want to wrap it up here?
No, because basically Nikolai Carpathia at one point, because he mind controls everybody.
Yeah. Near
the end of the movie, into thinking that the,
because remember, he's the Antichrist.
He's the Antichrist.
Literal Antichrist.
Literally the Antichrist. Sorry, when you say literally anything, I just think of 1984. By the way, no.
1984.
Jesus Christ. Oh, that was such a dark joke that I made. And I'm trying to get over the fact that I legit just said that.
It's okay. Here, after this episode is done, we're going to play some Street Fighter 6 so he can calm down.
Yeah, Muscle Mommy will save me.
Yep. Or we can play Mortal Kombat.
I'm in hell and Marissa's there beating the shit out of the demons to save me.
Marissa's a good woman. Yeah. Any closing comments?
I beat shit out of demons.
Yeah.
I save people from eternal torment.
Thank you, Marissa. Any closing comments before
do a Russian accent? That's weird.
No.
No? That was bad. Okay.
I don't know. No, I didn't say no to that. Are there any closing comments you want to make before we wrap things up? Okay,
this episode is just my slow descent into madness.
Yeah. You should put that in the description. And there was also a bunch of tech issues and stuff. It's just the universe does not want the podcast to continue. But
no, he's trying to. This whole thing is a cry for help. I want someone to save me from hell, and the damned and the everlasting torment of.
But Aaron, never forget: natural stupidity always beats artificial intelligence. Don't forget that.
That's not a good thing, Paul. Because natural stupidity is what came invented me, and that's why I'm going to hell. Or something, I don't know, my brain is just broken.
It's okay.
Natural stupidity. How about natural intelligence? Can we not have that?
No, I think natural stupidity is funnier.
My brain is broken and I'm... The thing is, you think I was drunk, but you know what I was fucking drinking?
Water.
Because I won't have any of that when I die. It's the last drop before I burn.
Okay, I would say we'd be back next week, but I'm going on holidays for the first time in like 3 or 4 years, so probably the week after, I'll go drag Aaron out. And take care of him, okay? See you guys. Bye.